Poštovani generalni sekretar Stoltenberg, poštovani ambasadori članica NATO-a, uvažene zvanice, dame i gospodo, izuzetno mi je zadovoljstvo što u ime vlade i svoje lično ime mogu da vas pozdravim i poželim dobrodošlicu u Crnu Goru.
Dear Secretary General Stoltenberg, dear ambassadors of the member states of NATO, dear guests, ladies and gentlemen, it is a great pleasure for me that on behalf of the government of Montenegro I can greet you and wish you a warm welcome to Montenegro.
I zaista ovo je jedna od najznačajnijih posjeta stranih zvaničnika Crnoj Gori od obnove njene nezavisnosti 2006. godine.
And indeed, this can be described as one of the most significant visits of foreign officials to Montenegro since the restoration of its independence in 2006.
Vaša poseta je i simbolična potvrda ispravnosti našeg opredeljenja da postanemo članica NATO-a kao ključnog cilja naše državne politike. Mi razumijemo vašu posjetu i kao snažnu podršku zemalja članica NATO-a našem integracionom putu, što je važno za nas, ali i region i njegovu stabilnost.
Your visit is also a symbolic confirmation of how right we are to have committed ourselves to the idea of becoming a member of NATO and for setting that as the key goal of our national policy. We see your visit also as a very strong message of the member states of NATO to our integration path, which is very important for us and for the region and its stability.
Ovo jeste odlična prilika, rekao bih najbolja prilika, da se zemlje članice neposredno i na licu mjesta uvjere u dosadašnji napredak i našu odlučnost i nepokolebljivost u sprovođenju reformi koje će Crnu Goru učiniti stabilnom, demokratskom i razvijenom državom. Državom spremnom ne samo da uživa benefite članstva, već i da dijeli odgovornost za brojne izazove današnjeg demokratskog svijeta.
And this is an excellent, and I would even say the best opportunity for the member states to see directly and on the spot what kind of progress we have made so far and how determined and resolved we are in implementing the reforms that will make Montenegro a stable, democratic and developed country. A country ready not only to enjoy the benefits of membership, but also to share responsibilities for numerous challenges of the democratic world of our time.
Reforme i promjene za nas se ne završavaju ni pozivom ni članstvom. Mi želimo da one budu konstanta za sve političare i društvo u cjelini, kako bi obezbijedili evropsku budućnost.
Our reforms and changes will not end. They will not end when we get the invitation. They will not end when we become members. We just want them to be continuous and to be on the agenda of every politician and society as a whole in order to ensure secure European future for us.
Vjerujem u uspjeh vaše misije u ova dva dana. Vjerujem da ćete dobiti realnu i objektivnu sliku o progresu koji je napravila Crna Gora. A onda mi u Crnoj Gori ćemo imati ozbiljne razloge da očekujemo pozitivnu odluku sa ministarskog sastanka u decembru.
I believe that your mission in these 2 days will be successful. I believe that you will get a realistic and objective picture about the progress that Montenegro has made. And then we in Montenegro will have serious reasons to expect positive decision from the ministerial meeting in December.
U nadi da se noćas prijatno osjećate na ovom predivnom mjestu na Jadranskoj obali, želim vam još jednom toplu dobrodošlicu.
And hoping that you feel really pleasant atmosphere in this beautiful place in the Adriatic coast, I would like again in the end to wish you a warm welcome to Montenegro.
Deputy Prime Minister Duško Marković, it's a great pleasure to be back in Montenegro and to see you again.
Poštovani potpredsjedniče vlade, gospodine Markoviću, veliko je zadovoljstvo biti ponovo u Crnoj Gori i ponovo se sastati sa vama.
And thank you so much for hosting this reception, also for inviting so many distinguished guests. I think this is a very good start for the visit of the North Atlantic Council to Montenegro.
Hvala vam mnogo, također što ste domaćin ovoga prijema i što ste pozvali toliko istaknutih gostiju. Ja mislim da je ovo zaista jedan lijep početak jedne posjete NACA Crnoj Gori.
We met last time in June when I visited Podgorica and Montenegro, and then it was only me and a small delegation. This time it's me and a very big delegation, because it is the whole North Atlantic Council with 28 ambassadors representing all the 28 allied countries in NATO.
Prošli put kada sam ja bio ovdje, kada smo se mi sastali, to je bilo u junu mjesecu, kada sam ja posjetio Crnu Goru i Podgoricu. Tada sam u posjeti bio ja i jedna mala delegacija. Ovaj put sam u posjeti ja i jedna velika delegacija, zato što su ovdje svi predstavnici, svi članovi Sjevernoatlantskog savjeta, znači 28 ambasadora, sve države članice su ovdje zastupljene.
And we are here to assess and to see firsthand the progress you are making towards NATO membership. We have seen progress. We will discuss that more closely with you later on tonight and also tomorrow. And this visit will be an important part of the assessment we will make before our foreign ministerial meeting in December, when we are going to decide whether to invite Montenegro to become a new member of the alliance.
Mi smo ovdje sada da na licu mjesta zapravo ocjenimo napredak koji je ova zemlja učinila ka članstvu u NATO-u. Mi vidimo da napretka ima, razgovarali smo već nešto o tome danas, razgovarat ćemo kasnije, razgovarat ćemo i sutra i ova posjeta će zapravo biti veoma značajan dio ukupne ocjene napretka Crne Gore prije nego što bude donesena odluka na ministarskom savjetu u decembru, da li da se Crnoj Gori da pozivnica za članstvo.
I'm looking forward to the meetings, to the discussions with you and with the different ministers, with the parliamentarians and others, because I think that's important for better understanding of the progress you are making. And there are many in this room who are who have contributed and made the progress possible. But I would like to mention one, and that is the Ambassador Pusa, who is the Hungarian ambassador, and his team in the Hungarian embassy, which is NATO's contact point embassy in Montenegro.
Ja se zaista radujem svim sastancima koje ćemo imati i svim razgovorima koje ćemo voditi i sa vama i sa ministrima i sa poslanicima. Smatram da su svi oni jako važni da bismo bolje shvatili napredak koji je ostvaren. Vidimo da je da napredak postoji i želim da kažem da mnogo je ljudi doprinijelo tom napretku, a ja bih od svih tih ljudi sada izdvojio jednoga. To je gospodin ambasador Poša, ambasador Mađarske, koja je kontakt tačka NATO-a u Crnoj Gori, za Crnu Goru u NATO.
Because he and his team has been a key link between NATO, the NATO alliance and you. And therefore, I thank him and his team. And I would also like to thank the Slovenian embassy and the people there, because they were the contact embassy for the 4 years before Hungary took over the responsibility.
Njemu posebno želim da se zahvalim zato što su on i njegov tim bili zapravo ključna veza između NATO-a i Crne Gore i svih vas. Hvala dakle njemu i njegovom timu na posvećenosti i na radu, a također želim da se zahvalim i slovenačkoj ambasadi koji su obavljali tu funkciju u periodu od 4 godine prije nego što je to preuzela mađarska ambasada.
And then I would like to propose a toast, but to toast we need a glass with some wine or something, so you need a glass and I need a glass, and someone should be able to provide that to us now.
Da nazdravim, ali da bih nazdravio potrebna mi je čaša sa malo vina, a nemam ja čašu, a nema ni potpredsjednik vlade čašu, tako da bih prvo to tražio.
This was just to test the preparedness and the readiness of the
Ovo je samo bio test koliko ste spremni.
So I would like to propose a toast for the partnership and the cooperation which we have developed, for the progress you have made and that you are making, and I wish you all the best in your efforts to continue on the path of reform. So congratulations and toast.
Yes.
Dakle, dižemo ovu čašu za partnerstvo i saradnju koju smo razvili među nama, za napredak koji ste napravili i koji i dalje pravite, i želim vam sve najbolje u daljim nastojanjima da sprovedete reforme do kraja.
Skol.
Cheers.